This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're here at the RNIB Northern Ireland Tech Conference. I'm at the AbilityNet table today with Paul. Paul, can you tell us just a little bit about AbilityNet and what services you offer?
Yeah, so AbilityNet, we're a group of volunteers. And what we do is we provide free IT services basically to elderly or disabled people in their own homes. So for example, if somebody had a problem with their PC, perhaps it was running too slow for them, or they're having a problem with their iPad or their Ring doorbell, you can log a call with AbilityNet. AbilityNet will send out a ticket, which I would pick up, and then I'll come out to your house and I will hopefully get the problem sorted out and solved for you.
And are you finding more and more people who are looking for your services now, with sort of accessible technology becoming more commonplace in people's lives?
You know, like, everything is, you know, a smart device, you know, and sometimes, you know, for elderly people and for people with mobility problems, a smart device can become very unsmart because there's too much technology in it. So sometimes you nearly have to try and dumb it down, you know, and take some of the smart pieces out of it so as to make it easier, you know, particularly for elderly people, you know, to be able to use. Even the likes of, you know, making a phone call, you know, the text can be so small at times, and just even getting the text, you know, to a suitable size that they can read and, you know, being able to have the motor skills to be able to push the buttons, etc., you know, can be a problem there as well.
And are there some products or services that are most common that people are asking you about at the moment?
It really can be anything and everything. So over this last 3 or 4 weeks, I was with a customer and they had one of the pendants, you know, so that if they were in trouble, they can push the button. They couldn't get that working in their own house, so I went along and I got that going and got connected and tested out the service with the 24-hour call management centre. Another one was a person who had macular degeneration, and they were struggling to be able to see the screen, so it was just a matter of being able to increase the font size of the screen and what have you. They're generally fairly simple, straightforward things, but yeah, so a gentleman came along to the stand here, and he was changing service provider, and he was worried he was going to lose his email because he was using an email from that particular service provider, and said, well, look, you know, there's all our ones like self Gmail that you can use. It doesn't matter who you move to then. So even just being able to give sort of fairly simple, you know, advice like that, you know, about, you know, how to, you know, stay connected as well.
And what do you think people's attitude is when you speak to them towards technology? Are people sceptical? Are they, you know, confident in what they're doing? Would they like to be more confident?
I would say they're maybe not confident, but they want to very much embrace it, and they want to be confident. So hopefully that's part of what we can offer, you know, by going along and helping them in their own house, in their own setting. You know, it's all very well coming up to a desk, I guess, in a big arena, you know, with 50 other exhibitors, you know, and everybody telling them bits and pieces, but it's really only whenever you're sitting in your own house, at your own computer, doing your own thing, that you really get the feel for, is this what I want? You know, so I think that's part of the benefit of what we can bring, you know, by coming out to somebody's house and helping them, you know, give them the ability to do whatever they want. They very much want to use it, you know, but it's just having somebody, you know, help them and explain it to them.
Well, give us an idea, how can people contact AbilityNet and speak to you about some of the services you offer?
Yeah, so the number to ring for AbilityNet is 0300 180 0028. That's 0300 180 0028. So if you ring that number and tell them, you know, what the issue is that you're having, they will take your details, your name, address, telephone number. That will be put onto a ticket onto the AbilityNet system, and it'll be a volunteer, something like myself, who will be assigned that ticket. I would then ring you and, you know, confirm the details, you know, exactly what the problem is, arrange a suitable date to come out to your home, and then you'll hopefully get your problem resolved.
And is there a cost to the service?
No, it's a completely free service, so it is completely free.
And in terms of geography, how far out are you able to travel and support people?
So we cover the whole of the north here, but AbilityNet is a, you know, nationwide organisation, so really irrespective of where you are, you can call that number and there should be somebody who should be able to, you know, help you out.
Fantastic. Paul from AbilityNet, thanks very much for joining us here at the RNIB Tech Conference in Northern Ireland, and thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much. Glad to do it. Thank you.